When it comes to creating experiences for our senior clients, it is important to offer something different and unique, something that helps make their experience even better. Sure, we can show up and just take great photos, but what if we try to make every aspect of getting their photos taken amazing? That is where the Style Closet comes in. It's a service we can offer to add to a client's senior experience. And in today's episode, I'm sharing how to create a style closet for your senior photography business. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me and my business. And I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. The topic we're discussing today is one requested by a listener. So thank you for sending in this request, because I am super excited to talk to you today about style closets. One of the most common questions I get from seniors, and you probably do too, is what do I wear? We could simply answer that question with general suggestions, but what if we took that answer a step further by offering actual things to wear? How much better of an experience would that be for our clients? The Senior Style Closet allows you to do that. Let's face it, what a client wears can make or break photos. How many of you have had clients show up in lackluster clothing that did not at all inspire you to take their photos? Or maybe clothing that was ill-fitting and didn't compliment the client at all? I know both have happened to me. I remember before I started educating clients on what to wear, I had clients show up in things that didn't fit them, were wrong for their shape, did not look good in photos, and more. I couldn't figure out how others always had such well-dressed clients. And then I thought, what if I helped them with what to wear? Styling my clients helped elevate my photos, and their wardrobe really started to complement my photography style. By helping my clients with what to wear, I was able to take my photos to the next level while taking my client experience to the next level. It became more of a thoughtful process that resulted in the overall experience and end result photos being something that not only showed off my unique style as a photographer, but allowed the client to be showcased in a way that they weren't before. They could truly shine in the photos and show off their unique personality through their style. Now, before you start throwing out excuses like, I don't know anything about fashion, or I'm not really into fashion, or I hate shopping, don't worry. You do not have to be a fashionista to start a style closet for your senior clients. You just have to put some thought into what looks good in photos and what fits your photography style. Let's start with the most obvious question. What exactly is a style closet? A style closet is a collection of clothing, jewelry, and/or accessories that a photographer collects and allows a client to borrow for a photo shoot. Now, why have a style closet? What are the benefits of a style closet? Number one, it is extremely helpful for our clients. One of the biggest things seniors worry about when it comes to a photo shoot is what to wear. It can cause a little bit of worry or anxiety because they want to wear the right thing and they want to look good. If you can provide items that help ease their worry, they will feel even better about their shoot. Number two, it helps clients fit your style as well as helps potential clients see how to dress. By having a client closet filled with things that fit your style, such as bright and fun items of clothing or light and airy items of clothing, will help your clients dress in your style. By having them borrow things that you know fit your photography style, You also get content that shows off your style and shows potential clients what you think looks good in photos. So even if your client doesn't borrow something from your closet, they will start to dress in a way that fits the content you're producing. Number three, it gives you options for creative shoots. A style closet allows you to shoot these items anytime you want. All you have to do is ask one of your models and you have available clothing to pull from for the shoot. And this also has the reverse effect. If there's something specific you want to shoot and you need clothing to make that shoot happen, these clothes can go into your style closet after the creative shoot for future client shoots. Number four, a better client experience. This is honestly the main reason I have a style closet. I want to make sure that I am giving my clients the ultimate senior portrait experience, which means offering services that help them with what to wear. Having a wardrobe consultation where we go through their outfits as well as allow them a chance to view the items in my style closet gives them a great experience. It puts their mind at ease when it comes to what to wear, and it makes them feel like I have taken extra good care of them and they are more confident in their photo shoot. So what do you need to get started with a style closet? One thing is money. I mean, let's be honest, you gotta buy some items, right? You have to have some money budgeted to purchase items for your style closet. If you're a thrifter, go for it. That's a great way to find items for less. You can search sales at your favorite stores for items, and there are definitely plenty of places that are less expensive. So you don't necessarily have to spend tons and tons of money on items to go in your style closet. And you can add little by little. You don't have to buy hundreds of items right off the bat. But the bottom line is that you'll still need some money to purchase items to get for your style closet. How much is up to you. I recommend making sure your session fees are priced in a way that allows you some money to use toward a style closet. Another thing you'll need is space. You gotta have somewhere to put the stuff. You have to have somewhere to put the closet, right? Now, before you think, I have to have a studio. I can't have a style closet without a studio. That's simply not true. Sure, a studio is great if that is what you want, but I am definitely a believer in making what you have work. There are many ways to make space for a style closet, and while a studio is certainly one of them, it is not the only way. I personally have a rack in my office that holds the items for my style closet, and it works great. I bought a rack from Target that has a section to hang clothing and shelves for things like jewelry and accessories. Maybe one day I will have a studio space that has an entire room dedicated to clothing for my clients. I mean, that's a dream of mine, but for now, this is what works. A third thing you will need is time. Time to work with your clients and help them pick out items from the closet. I do this in the form of a wardrobe consultation where my clients come to my home and we plan out their entire session, including what to wear. They can look through the closet, try on items, and then we decide together what the best final outfits are for their shoot. This takes about 45 minutes and is an extra thing that I've added to my session workflow. If you don't want to meet them in person, again, you can make anything work. You still have to find a way to let them choose items from the closet, so you could take photos of every single item, put them on a web page, and display them kind of like a store, and your clients can view the page and tell you what they want to borrow. You could bring them to the shoot and have them try it on right before you start taking their photos. Any way you do it, you still gotta have some time to add this piece to your senior experience. And the last thing you need is items. You can't have a closet without the items, so let's get shopping, right? Well, I guess you could, but you know, it would be a pretty empty closet without some items. So what type of items do you need? I always think it's a great idea to start small and grow it from there. The first type of item I would suggest is jewelry and accessories. I find that sometimes teens forget this finishing touch, so having these items like necklaces, bracelets, rings, earrings, hats, hair accessories, belts, scarves, allow you to add to an outfit they already have and make it look complete. I always think even a plain t-shirt and jeans looks better when it's accessorized. So adding these types of items will give you the first thing you need to start filling up your style closet. From there, you can purchase clothing items. I tend to stick to items that a teen would not typically have in her closet. For instance, all teens have jeans, so I do not feel the need to have that particular item in my closet. Plus, sizing for jeans can be a little tricky. Whereas dresses are a little more forgiving on size. In other words, a small dress that is flowy will fit a few different size girls. Clothing items that I find work best in my style closet are dresses, both maxi and short, skirts, tops, jackets, and sweaters. For me, any item that I think a teen would not normally have, but I know will look good on camera, is a great item for me. Finding the right items can be a little trial and error. I'm not going to lie, there are times that I've bought items that I thought looked great and it didn't go over quite as well with my clients. But I also think we as the photographer can really guide our clients to wearing what looks good on camera, even if it might be a little out of their comfort zone, at least for one outfit. I know for my clients, when I have pushed them just a little bit out of their comfort zone for at least one outfit, they have always been pleasantly surprised by the results and ended up loving those images the most. Just remember to share with them what you see and why you think it will look good in a photo. Each season, I add new items to my closet so that I keep up with the style and trends and retire some of the old ones. One question I get all the time is, what do you do with the items that you don't want or clients don't wear anymore? I always donate mine. You could also offer a closet sale a few times a year to your clients if you want to get rid of some items that way. So where are my favorite places to shop for a style closet? I love shopping at local boutiques that I know my clients love as well. I also shop a lot online. Places like Zara, Free People, H&M, Revolve, Shopbop, Amazon, Altered State, Nordstrom, ASOS, I think is how you say it, Lulu's, Forever 21, Urban Outfitters, Red Dress Boutique, and here's another one that I'm not sure how to say. It's either Vici or Vici. I think it's up for debate how to pronounce that. Either way, all of those stores have some awesome items for your style closet. And honestly, even Target can have awesome jewelry and accessories. So don't forget to try out a lot of different stores for options for your style closet. Now you might be thinking, what about the boys? And this is definitely something that you can offer them as well. I don't currently offer this service to my guy clients, but it is definitely something I'm considering offering in the future. The same thing applies to the boys. You want to have items that you know look good on camera, fit your photography style, and items that guys may not typically have. My guy clientele always has pants, jeans, khaki shorts, and button-down shirts. It is so often worn around here that those items I could probably do without in my style closet. So for me, I think a client closet for guys would be filled with items that they don't typically have, such as jackets or hoodies, sweaters, accessories such as hats, sunglasses, or watches. Think about your personal clientele and the types of things they already wear, and from there, buy items that might be a little bit different than what they currently have. The main goal with a style closet should be to offer your clients a service that is unexpected, answer a question they have about what to wear for their shoot with actual items they can borrow, and give them the confidence that they will look great during their photo shoot. It's about leveling up that experience to help you stand out and get potential clients to hire you because of your unique experience. If you have more questions when it comes to a client style closet, comment below, send me a DM, or email me at info@seniorology.com. I actually love to shop, so I'm happy to help in any way that I can. And do not worry, if a style closet is not for you, That's okay. You can still offer wardrobe help in other ways, such as teaming up with a stylist or teaming up with a local boutique and seeing if they would offer some styling services to your clients. It's all about creating an experience for your clients the best way that you can. To keep the conversation going about a senior style closet, be sure to join the Seniorology community on Facebook, where you can meet other photographers, ask questions, and more. You can even show off your items to your style closet and get some opinions. Simply go to www.facebook.com/groups/seniorology community to join. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear from you guys. If this episode helped you in any way, be sure to screenshot it, post it on your story, tag Seniorology so that I can feature you on my story. And if you have any comments or questions, send me a DM. I am happy to help you any way I can. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. Until then, have a great week, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.